More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Mitch Tyke. If you haven't figured out by now, it is St. Patrick's Day, the day when everyone is Irish, whether they are actually Irish or not. We thought it only appropriate today to feature the Irish band Gwecha, a name which means come here in Irish. We recorded them on stage recently at the ICHC, the Irish Cultural and Heritage Center on Wisconsin Avenue. The five-piece group was born at the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance in Limerick, Ireland, a few years back. They won fans right here in Wisconsin at last year's Irish Fest, and at the time Lake Effect's Bonnie North interviewed them in Milwaukee recently, they had just returned from an extended tour of China. Here they are, on stage, recorded last month.
Thank you so much for taking time before your concert to talk with us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, go around and introduce yourselves and tell everybody what you play.
Hi, I'm James Harvey and I play the banjo and mandolin.
I'm Anya McGeaney and I am the singer and the fiddle player.
I'm Colin Phelan, the baron player.
I'm Tygo Macher and I play the keys and the piano accordion.
I'm Conal O'Kane and I play guitar.
I know you've been here a few times before, not here on this stage, but here in Milwaukee, because you've played at Irish Fest, right?
Yeah, we've played at Irish Fest last year and 2 years before that as well. 2011, yeah, we had an absolute blast here. So we were so looking forward to coming back again.
Are you going to be here again this year?
Not this summer, no. We're actually releasing our new CD this summer in Ireland, so it's going to be pretty hectic.
Busy for you guys. Yeah. Now, you all come out of this really amazing program in Limerick, and it seems like there are a lot of musicians from Ireland that are coming through this program and who are going on to do exactly what you're doing, which is going on tour. You just got back from, what, China?
Yeah.
So you're still jet-lagged and not in whatever time zone. But talk a little bit about what that program does for traditional music and for young musicians like yourselves.
Well, I suppose for us, I suppose the great example for us is that we went there and met each other and we were all like-minded people. So I guess it just, that's it in a nutshell. It gives, budding new musicians kind of the chance and the environment to kind of get together and crash out new ideas. And, you know, also the tutors there are fantastic. They have the best tutors ever. And I just realized now, just saying that might be inappropriate, seeing as Conal here is tutoring himself on the guitar. But anyway.
Tyg is also tutoring as well, so that's why he's saying it's inappropriate.
Okay. But anyway, no.
Tooting your own horn, as it were.
Yeah. That really
he's
was.
He's always sat down.
But I guess, no, I suppose it's really just about the environment and the coursework and all that. But it just helps you create music all the time and I suppose explore all the various kind of ideas that you have, and you're encouraged to go that bit more outside the box, I suppose, than you would be more traditionally kind of growing up. So I guess it really gives that, it fosters that kind of experimental side of things too.
Well, and also I think for young musicians, wasn't there a time not too long ago in Ireland when traditional music really wasn't done? I mean, it was the old people's music.
In my area, it was definitely more the older generation that was playing, and I was one of the younger ones who was coming in and playing the music, you know. But I think in the last 10, 15 years, there's just been nearly like a rebirth of Irish music, and it's definitely become the cool thing to do now again, you know.
And this program has a lot to do with that?
Or is it
because of that interest that the program is here?
No, I'd say it's because of the program, a lot of it. You know, like whenever you have the best tutors in the country teaching, it sort of attracts anyone from everywhere in Ireland, and overseas as well. There's a lot of students who are hearing about the brilliant tutors and are coming over from America as well, you know. So
you're one of them, because you're the one American accent other than mine in this conversation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm from Philadelphia.
But you obviously have Irish background.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in the program?
I took a year off after I finished high school and spent it just hanging out in Galway, just playing music pretty much every night. And my intention was always to, originally was always to come back to the States to go to college here. But I ended up just having a great time playing music every night, so I figured I might as well stay in the country and study it while I was at it. And I'd had a few friends who had done the BA and the Masters in Limerick, so they told me to go down and audition for it, and I did.
And here you are.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, what I love about it is you're taking the tradition, and the music that we're hearing throughout this interview is very traditional, but you're putting your own spin on it, and you're taking a lot of other influences that you have and other musics that you're listening to and bringing it in. And that also seems to be a real push in traditional music. Is that true?
Definitely, yeah. I suppose one of the things that we always set out to do is to make sure that the crowd have as much fun as possible. So we always try to kind of make it quirky and fun and different and energetic all at the same time. So I suppose one of the things that we set out to do as well is that we have some fantastic composers in the band, with Tig and Anya and James and Connell, even on our latest CD. Started getting into the composing act as well, which is great. So we kind of tried to blend even the compositions, newly composed tunes that the guys are writing with the old traditional tunes, and it kind of brings out a total new twist on the music and a different slant, and try to take riffs or funky things that we hear on the radios or from different cultures of music, from our travels as well, and kind of blend all that into one kind of creative sound, I suppose.
So as composers, what are you trying to do when you're thinking of new music?
Well, I suppose as a band, we're always trying to make lively music, that everyone, creative, energetic music. But as composers then as well, we're just trying to take all of our influences and put it into one little piece of music. And sometimes that's, you know, difficult to do as well, because you don't want to take everything and put it into one thing, because sometimes that can sound quite abstract. So, but yeah, we're just trying to make nice music, I suppose, is our goal.
Well, and in some of the YouTube videos of yours that I've heard too, I've heard a lot of jazz influence, and I don't know if that's because of Utah, because of the piano or what, but I hear a lot of that. And some of the chording, is that you?
Myself and Connell would have a strong jazz influence.
That's the fun thing I have to say about the band, is that even when we go on car trips or we're going abroad and we share each other's music, then every car trip we plug in the aux lead and we stick on someone's iPod, and what comes out, the choice of music is absolutely fantastic. Some range of music as well, like James, not only is he really strongly into jazz as well, but bluegrass and different things like that as well. And Connell actually is the man for, always seems to recognize some kind of chord pattern or sequence that has happened and can make a reference to some other kind of song or pop song. Even Transformed sounded like a Flow Rider song there at one stage. That one of our sets, Peggy's, then sounded like a Who set. And then there was another one that sounded like Lean On Me. And it kind of goes on and on.
Well, we're going to hear a tune right now. This is Belfast Love. Tell me a little bit about this.
This song was actually written by a friend of mine back home called Finbar McGee. And it's about two people, and it's love at first sight in a lovely park in Belfast called Ormo Park. So, yeah, as soon as I heard Finbar singing it, I thought, yeah, we can definitely do a cover of this.
All right. Well, here's Guicha with Belfast Love.
Lips that
That's Gwecha performing on the stage of the Irish Heritage and Cultural Center here in Milwaukee. So you've got a new album coming out. Tell me about it. What's on it?
Basically, we landed back from China, maybe is it 3.5 weeks ago now? Just over to 3 weeks ago. And we pretty much went straight into the recording studio. And then we left the recording studio and came here. So it's been a bit of a blur. We can barely kind of remember the whole experience in some ways. But I don't know, some fun stuff. Again, a lot of stuff we worked on while we were in China, so it was kind of interesting too. But no, a good variety of stuff. We got some old-timey tunes and some South American influences and all sorts of stuff. Probably more subtle Chinese influences, maybe.
A car horn.
And that's coming out in the
summer? The end of April, beginning of May.
So soon.
Yeah.
So when you're done here, you have to go back and do final stuff with that.
The artwork's being done at the moment as we speak, and looking forward to getting our hands on that and seeing what it's like soon. And then it's being mixed, and maybe a few touch-ups when we go home. We'll see yet. We'll put the little sparkling kind of magic dust and the love
post,
and all that.
Yeah. So is there music from all of you represented on here, all the composers?
Yes, on this album.
There's actually all five of us have a tune on it.
And what's it called?
We don't know yet. There's a couple of names being debated, but I don't think we can let the cat out of the bag just yet in case it changes.
You have to stay tuned to our Facebook page and our website and all
album.
To be revealed, as I say.
All to be revealed. Well, I want to thank you for taking time to play for us and to chat with us on stage here, and wish you the best of luck with everything. And do let us know what the name of the album is.
We will do. thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. And so tell me about Doubt's Number 10, because that's what we're playing out with.
Doubt's Number 10 was actually a set that we put together in our first tour of the States. And we got to stay with this lovely man called Doug Dowd, and he told us about a local pub, and it had a tune written on the wall called Doubt's Number 9. And he always wondered, because of his name, what Doubt's Number 9 was. We said, well, we don't know Doubt's Number 9, but we'll put a Doubt's Number 10 together for you. So that's how that one arose.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gwecha, recorded on stage at the Irish Cultural and Heritage Center in Milwaukee last month. Lake Effect's Bonnie North spoke with the five members of the group. You can learn more about them and hear all three songs they played for us at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Our interview was engineered by John Strelecki. That's all for Monday's edition of Lake Effect. Tomorrow on the show, more perspective on future funding sources for arts and cultural attractions in Milwaukee. Plus, Wisconsin writer Nicholas Butler takes inspiration from his Eau Claire background for his new novel, Shotgun Love Songs. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for being with us today, and I sure hope you'll tune in again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Keep listening right now, though, because it's 11 o'clock and fresh air is next.